Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance. Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere on the Lake Michigan Lakeshore, you could give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web if you're on a desktop, a laptop, smartphone, or tablet. And easily enough, go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You shoot us an email too. It's marsiliains@gmail.com. That's marsiliains@gmail.com. All right, to round out the month of May, we were going to share with you some motorhome safety tips. All this month, we were talking about the different toys that you have, from motorcycles to ATVs and whatnot. So motorhomes are on the list, and I've got a couple of articles that I want to share. If you go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower right-hand corner, you'll see a link to go to our podcast page, and that's going to be for our blog post. Here in the near future, I will have a WordPress widget, so you can read the article right there on our webpage and not have to click on a link. So be looking for that in the future. But for now, I do want you to go to these articles. These articles are from practicalmotorhome.com. It is a United Kingdom website the language and what is European. They talk about motor caravanning instead of camping or RVing. But the tips that they have as far as safety and then how to get into RVing or motorhome camping are practical for today. The language may be a little bit different, but the tips are still valid for us here in the United States. So if you're looking at getting into motorhome camping or RVing, I guess is the term, here are some tips. As far as if you already have a motorhome, you may know all of this stuff, but anyway, it's good to talk about this stuff. First tip is secure your motorhome. Keep track of your keys. Even though newer motorhomes may have sophisticated fobs and such, the temptation to leave the keys in the ignition for a quick sec is still there. When leaving your motorhome, make sure all the doors and windows are secured and locked. Just blew my mind the other day. Last weekend actually, I had taken the family on a trip, and we had stopped by 7-Eleven to get some drinks and snacks for on the way. Vehicle pulls up next to me, goes inside, and while I'm waiting for my wife and the kids to come out, I happened to look over and see that the driver had left the keys in the car, and it was a nice car. I mean, it was a like an early 90s or mid 90s, like a Nissan something or other, but still in decent shape. And you know, somebody could just walk up, get in, and drive off. They probably couldn't sell it, I would imagine, but I mean, you could do a lot of damage with a vehicle. But definitely, that just blew me away that somebody would just, you know, leave their keys in the car to go into 7-Eleven. I figure that would be one of the last places that you'd want to leave your keys in the car, is a 7-Eleven parking lot. But anyway, so make sure that you secure your motorhome. Keep track of those keys. I had an insured earlier, a month ago. They were getting their motorhome out of storage. Calls me to say, hey, I'm putting it on the road, so we need to get coverage on it. Was able to do that. And then probably an hour later, I get a call from him. I locked my keys in the motorhome. I need to get a locksmith out to open up the door for me. So, he kept track of his keys up until he left them in the motorhome. So certainly keep your keys with you. Don't leave them in the motorhome. And then when you do leave the motorhome, make sure that all your doors and windows are secured. Second tip is take less. Of course, we all want to bring the comforts from home with us, but this can cause trouble when keeping track of it all. The less you take, the less worry you have about keeping track. Be sure to keep the outside locker secured when not in use as well. Apparently, this is a big issue with a lot of motorhomes. People are leaving those outside lockers unlocked just so they could have easy access to whatever, you know, whatever is being stored in there. But the thing is they don't lock them up when they're done or when they go away. So it's very easy for somebody to go walking around and start checking the handles on the outside lockers and help themselves. So make sure that you keep those outside lockers secure. And then take less. I mean, you want to bring, Xbox video game systems or PlayStations or whatever, iPads, iPods, heated blankets, you know, just a ton of stuff that you want to bring along to make your camping a little bit more comfortable. That's great and all, but again, that's more stuff that you're going to have to keep track of and haul in and out of the motorhome as you pack and unpack. So definitely the less you take, the better off you're going to be. The next tip is be aware of your surroundings. Most people go to RV parks to camp or campgrounds. They'll take their motorhomes. Those tend to be pretty safe. They're usually pretty well secured, well lit. Sometimes they have a security guard that's on duty, 24 hours a day that'll travel around just to check on the different campsites, make sure everything's safe and ready to go. But if you're going to use your motorhome out in the wilderness, if you're going to go into the woods, if you're going to go into the desert, if you're going to go somewhere that's not an RV park or a campground or something like that, be aware of your surroundings. And the article says that if it doesn't feel right, the place that you're pulling into camp, if it doesn't feel right, then don't stay there. Keep an eye on the foliage around because foliage can hide people sneaking up on the motorhome. So you definitely want to make sure that you have an area cleared that you could see all the way around the motorhome. But again, if you don't feel safe there, then don't stay. All right. Pretty straightforward safety tips. There are a few more. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And click on, in the lower right-hand corner, click on the podcast page, and it'll bring you to this summarizing article. But I highly recommend that you go to practicalmotorhome.com. And like I said, I have links to the articles. Now, when it comes to purchasing a motorhome for the first time, they offer 20 tips, and I'm not going to go through all 20. I'm just going to go through a few of them for you to get you into the motorhome or RVing craze. I don't think it's a craze. Lifestyle, RVing lifestyle. There you go. Decide how big. That's the first one. Do you want a small van conversion or a large tour bus type motorhome? Depending on the size, however, you may have to get an additional driver's license endorsement to operate one. You know, a smaller conversion van, I don't think you're going to have to get a license. You'll have to check with your particular state to see how big. But if it's going to be one of those big tour bus type motorhomes, yeah, you're going to need, like a semi-truck type license endorsement on there. Because, I mean, the thing's as big as a semi-truck, really. So you need to get that additional training in order to be able to operate one. The second, it recommends separate the likes from the must-haves. There will obviously be some compromises when it comes to finding the right motorhome. Separating your likes from the must-haves can help narrow down the list as far as what motorhome is going to work for you. So if you need something that's got a queen-size bed, that's got plenty of storage, You know, seat belts all around. It's got, you know, a built-in microwave, refrigerator, you know, all that kind of stuff. You may have to compromise a little bit. So maybe if they don't have a queen-size bed, maybe they got a full bed or a couple of twins or something like that. If they don't have a built-in microwave, is there enough counter space for you to purchase a microwave to put in there? You know, little things like that. So really, if you can narrow down what would be nice to have versus what is an absolute must. This is actually, you know, I need a queen size bed. That is a must have. You know, having a built-in microwave, that's a like. If it's possible, if I could find a queen size bed that that has a you know, a built-in microwave as far as a motorhome, that's great. If there's not, and there is space on the counter to put a portable micro, you know, put a small microwave, then great. But yeah, that'll help you narrow down what types and sizes of motorhomes that you're looking for. The next tip that they give you when you're buying a motorhome for the first time, try before you buy. Some dealers offer a loaner period when you could take a motorhome for a weekend to see how it fits you. I know that there are RV rental places online. I can't remember the one. There, I saw one the other day. It was parked behind the Holiday Inn right near here. But I want to say it's like RV America or something like that, or RVing.com or something to that effect. There are rental places that you can rent a motorhome. But check with your local motorhome dealers. They may have like display models or demo models that you could take for a weekend just to see how you like it. You may find that you may want to go bigger, or you may want to go smaller, depending on what you find during that weekend. The other thing to keep in mind is go to RV shows. Go to you know, talk to the dealers. Look online. You know, we just had an RV show here, I believe, in March or April of this year. I think this summer they're going to be having a camping expo. Try to visit those shows to get information on motorhomes. And again, talk to the dealers, see what they have to say. You know, a lot of them you could tour because they will have models available that you can check out. You know, go in there and keep notes to see what you like and what you don't like. And again, that will help you narrow down what type of motorhome or RV is right for you. And then another tip is stay local, then venture out. When first starting out camping in a motorhome, stay local just in case. Your first few ventures should help you determine your vacation packing as far as what you're going to bring. Maintenance, you know, because you got to go through and maintain it. Whether you got to empty the gray water tank, you know, empty the sewer, you know, do whatever you have to do. If you do it local, that way, if something happens, you can call a dealer or call somebody local to come out and fix it or whatnot. And then, you know, keep an eye on any mechanical issues. So the first few times going out, you stay local. So that way, if any mechanical issues arise, you're not stranded 1,000 miles from home, you know, and have to rely on somebody that you may not know to work on your motorhome versus staying local. And you could either have, you know, you could have it towed to the dealership or whatever mechanic you feel comfortable going to take care of it. Again, the articles do have other tips to help you enjoy your motorhome, so be sure to read the full articles. Again, the website is from the UK, but the tips that they offer, I mean, the tips that I share right now, you could use them in the United States. It's not a big deal. The language is a little bit different. Motor caravanning versus RVing or motorhome camping. There's a few other little nuances that may be different. But these are great articles, especially if you're looking at purchasing a motorhome. The 20 top tips in how to get into RVing or motorhome camping is a great article to check out, so be sure to check that out. Again, I am Matt, and we are from Marsilia and Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Holland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan, Lakeshore area, give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. If you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet, you can go to mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. And you want to send us an email, you can do that too, marsiljeins@gmail.com. That's marsiljeins@gmail.com. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance, and I hope you have a very good week. Take care.